ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The remains of two construction workers killed when the Key Bridge collapsed in Baltimore this week have been found in the waters below the bridge. The search for the other four called off. Crews say it is too dangerous to continue looking. Former FTX crypto exchange founder Sam Bankman-Fried to be sentenced today.
Sam Bankman-Fried will learn how much time he'll spend in prison for what's been called one of the biggest financial frauds in U.S. history. Prosecutors say the 32-year-old stole more than $8 billion of customers' money, and they're calling for up to 50 years in prison for the FTX crypto exchange founder, saying Bankman-Fried exhibited greed and hubris. Bankman-Fried's lawyers are asking for 6.5 years, insisting a long sentence is unjustified for a nonviolent first-time criminal. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Police have still not revealed a motive in the stabbing deaths of four people in Rockford, Illinois yesterday. Seven were injured. There is a suspect in custody, a 15-year-old girl among those killed. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin should be a safer place for judges now that Governor Evers has signed 29 bipartisan crime bills into law. Three of them are a response to 143 violent threats against Wisconsin judges in the past year. Retired Judge John Romer was shot and killed in his New Lisbon home 2 years ago by a man he had once sentenced to prison. U.S. House Republicans want to raise the Social Security retirement age. They say it's to account for higher life expectancies, but Nancy Altman of the group Social Security Work says it actually ends up being a benefits cut.
You never catch up. Even if you work till age 70, your benefit's going to be about 7% lower than it is under current law.
Altman says the better way to save Social Security is to raise payroll taxes on the highest earners. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The city of Duluth is hoping to boost its tourism in the area with a new team. Mayor Roger Reinhart announced the new team on Wednesday, which will take a look at hotels, restaurants, local attractions, and more to find ways to increase the number of visitors to the city each year. The city currently has a contract with a Minneapolis-St. Paul-based marketing firm called Belmont Partners, but officials are hoping to transfer those responsibilities over to a Duluth-based company. The group aims to identify areas for improvement. City of Duluth officials are warning residents that they will soon be paying more for water. According to a Northern News Now report, the cost of water will rise by just over 9% each year for the next 4 years, resulting in each resident paying an average of nearly $13 per billing period as opposed to $4.50 they pay now. City officials say that price hikes are necessary for infrastructure upkeep, particularly at the Lakewood Water Treatment Plant. Utility officials have a number of projects planned. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
The Brewers lose another pitcher. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers left-hander Robert Gasser will be out the next several weeks after doctors found a bone spur in his left elbow. Gasser, one of several Brewers pitchers starting out the season injured. The crew will face the Mets tomorrow after poor weather canceled today's season opener in New York. NBA, the Bucks in New Orleans to face the Pelicans, but Milwaukee has likely lost veteran guard Pat Beverly for the season. He'll need surgery to repair a torn ligament in his right wrist that could take 3 to 4 months to recover. NFL, Jordan Love says he learned hard lessons about protecting the football in college at Utah State.
And that's one thing I did a little bit too much in college, was trying to make those Superman throws and extend every play and throw it in. Nah, these guys are, they're fast in the NFL. They're going to recover on that ball and pick it. So just that fine line of understanding when to try and make those heroic plays and put the team on your back, and when to throw it away to, you know, live to fight another down, things like that.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love on the Pivot Podcast. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a little warmer today and considerably less windy. Partly cloudy, 35 our high, the wind out of the west at 5 to 15 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, 8 above tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sunshine, 45 with some scattered rain and snow showers tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
The Todd Alboa Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
I like to a former lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From Birchwood to Poplar. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up? This
is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, solid. Right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Hey, good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. How are you?
Hey, man, the sun is shining, man.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be a little bit warmer today.
Yeah, only a little bit. But, man, just the sun shining makes all the difference in the world, man, right?
Yeah, it definitely does.
Yeah, you know, it kind of lifts your spirits. And it's going to be out all day. It's not going to get a lot warmer, but, you know, in time it'll come. But just to see that sun is just a great uplifting for us all. Well, it's Thursday, so that means in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. In the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. If you haven't heard by now, every Thursday we're joined by Dr. Omar, the pharmacist of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon-Thiensville. And he's on, and there's so many, you know, different aspects of medication and what's going on with the medications you take. And I was reading an article this morning. You like grapefruits, man?
Grapefruit?
Yeah.
No, not really. No.
So I love pink grapefruits, and I eat them like oranges or apples. And there's something about a pink grapefruit that I just am addicted to. I love eating them, you know, without sugar and anything. Just peel them and eat them. But I didn't realize those grapefruits don't interact with meds, and what they do is take away the potency of your medication, and in many instances can kind of lead to death. And so, you know, it's so great to have Omar, the pharmacist, on, because we can talk about those things and anything else you want to talk about relating to the meds that you are taking and what we can do better to understand the purpose of those meds and the correlation between those things and the pharmacist. So, as always, at 9 o'clock on Thursdays, we're going to be joined by Omar, the pharmacist. There's so many different things I want to talk about this morning, Calvin. But I want to begin that, you know, Donald Trump, I can't stop talking about Donald Trump. And if it bothers you that we talk about Donald Trump so much, is because of the things he says and the things that he does, that as a society, we should, you know, we should make it clear that one man is not above the law, and we have no law. We have no democracy. We have none of those things. If we keep allowing one person, I don't care if his name is Donald Trump, to disobey law. Don't arrest me and tell me that, you know, I didn't follow the law. And so I don't follow the law. So the law comes down on me because, you know, I didn't do something as well. You ran the red light. You ran the stop sign. So, okay, we're going to make sure you pay the price for that because there's a law. And it's not that your name is Earl Ingram, but the fact of the matter is you broke a law. Well, Donald Trump goes way beyond that. And time after time after time after time, and the highest courts in the land seem to be terrified to hold him accountable. So what happened this time? So yesterday, Donald Trump went after the judge in the hush money trial. He was told he had a gag order. Calvin, what does a gag order mean? If a judge issues a gag order to you or me, what is he saying?
He's saying, don't talk.
Right. Okay. And so if he's saying, don't talk, he's saying that there is a penalty that you are going to have to pay, right?
Yeah.
If you persist in talking about this case. So what did Donald Trump do? So the former president took aim at Judge Juan Merchan's daughter in social media posts. So Trump was told, don't talk about the case. So Trump turns around and talks about the judge's daughter. And there's no reprisal. How much longer is our nation going to allow it? Well, you can't do anything to him. He's running for president of the United States. That's ridiculous on its face. So no person should be above the law. 844-967-2789. This is in this morning's Huffington Post. Former President Donald Trump lashed out Wednesday at the judge overseeing his criminal trial in New York and attacked his daughter as well. Just a day after the judge imposed a gag order barring him from speaking about the case, he went after the judge's daughter. He should be handcuffed, shackled, and locked up. I don't care how you feel about Donald Trump. Yeah, you know, I had a conversation with a friend on yesterday about Donald Trump. He supports Donald Trump. And he said to me, well, I don't care much about his morals. I think his morals are horrible. But his policies. And I'm like, wait a minute, man. If I hear another person say to me, I don't care about Donald Trump's morals, but his policies. What attracts me to any person is their morals. That's first and last. And anything else that's said outside of that is nonsensical. To say that I believe in Donald Trump and I love Donald Trump, because, you know, it's not his morals. His morals are horrible. But, you know, but I all the other things about him I support. Well, that's a ridiculous statement. Anybody that I'm associated with, what attracts me to them and keeps me connected to them, their moral fiber. I don't want to be around people who don't have that. I'm sorry. My moral fiber is who I am. And I think most of you would agree with that. That's who you are. You're tied into your morals represent who you are. Well, you know, in the case of Donald Trump, you know, I'm not I'm not so much worried about his morals. I don't understand. And you probably wouldn't say that about anyone else. Those of you who support Donald Trump, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't say that about anyone else. Well, the guy's, you know, he's a bank robber. He's a rapist. And, but, you know, I don't support, you know, his moral fiber. But, you know, I know he's a rapist, but, you know, there's something about him I like. What is that? So anyway, the gag order does not apply. So here's what Donald Trump basically had to say. Judge Juan Merkin, who is suffering from the acute case of Trump derangement syndrome, has now issued another, this is Donald Trump talking, illegal, un-American, unconstitutional order as he continues to try and take away my rights. Trump wrote in his post, "This judge, by issuing a vicious gag order, is wrongfully attempting to deprive me of my First Amendment rights to speak out against the weaponization of law enforcement." What? Where is law enforcement? Why didn't they go to his home and get him out of his bed and lock him up like they would do any of us? And this is the man that you want to be the president of the United States. He goes after the judge's daughter. Can't you see who this man is? I mean, again, well, you know, his morals aren't the best. What kind of statement is that? I'm sorry. I don't understand that. 844-967-2789. I don't understand that. Please call me and help me understand what you mean when you say, I don't like his morals, but I like the man. I've never heard something that makes so little sense. I'm sorry. That statement is a ridiculous statement on its face. And I keep hearing more and more and more people make that statement and accept that statement. Like, well, okay, this is how it is. You would not say that about anyone else. What makes him more special than anyone else? I mean, I'm asking you, 844-967-2789. The former president also attacked Merchant's daughter, claiming she had used an image of Trump behind bars as a profile picture on X, the social media platform formerly known called Twitter. So let me get this straight. The judge's daughter is allowed to post pictures of her dreams of putting me in jail. The Manhattan DA is also able to say whatever lies about me he wants. And the judge can violate our laws and constitutions at every turn, but I am not allowed to talk about the attack against me, wrote Trump. 844-967-2789. I'm coming right to you. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Matt Nair on air.
The hearing surrounding the alleged Biden crime family didn't go very well for House Republicans. They got nothing.
They also have no way of moving this country forward. Every 45 days, we're on the brink of a shutdown because these idiots can't come together and put forth a budget. How about this? You don't get to try to impeach anybody until you finish your homework.
I would heartily back that.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
This is National Let's Laugh Day. I think laughter is truly the best medicine. What makes you laugh the hardest? My family members, my kids are funny. My dad makes me laugh. My wife makes me laugh. Conrad makes me laugh. I think one of the most important things that we can do in life is laugh. Personally, comedy's gotten me through some very tough times. It's great therapy.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. How much longer are we going to allow as a country? You know, we talk about justice being blind. You know, Donald Trump goes after the judge in the hush money trial after being hit with a gag order. He turns around, goes on Truth Social, talks about the judge's daughter, totally ignores the gag order, berates the judge, and he's still free. Let's go to Vincent. Hey, good morning to you, Vincent. How you doing, man? You say what?
Doing well. You know, the point is that the Republican Party has lost its moral compass and has sold its soul just to be able to say that they won, you know, the race. But when hasn't character matter, especially for the highest office in this country? When hasn't character mattered? And the fact is that they used to be the so-called respectable party, they used to say, you know, the religious right and everything else. But the fact is they have sold their soul, and to this man. And so you can't expect any cogent thought from them, because the fact is that they're blinded by this individual. I don't know, like a cultish kind of mentality. It's just amazing to me how much this man gets away with. The fact is that everybody who has come in contact with Trump is either in jail or broke. Something should tell you about that. Sometimes to say something about that every person he appointed in his cabinet has said they're not going to vote for him. His own vice president said that he's not going to vote for him. The generals in the Army, Navy, and Air Force have said, no, this man is not equipped with any moral capability to be president of the United States. And I understand why people don't see this and understand this.
So, Vincent.
Go ahead.
Finish your point.
And so when you begin to talk to individuals, say they're voting for Trump, and then they say, well, you know, why do you get angry or why do you get upset? Because we can't take our brain there. That over the years, that this is what we ask for our politicians, at least give us a little character. These have character, now it's thrown out.
So Benson, I understand all of those things, right? What I don't understand is why the law doesn't enforce it. Hey, you got a gag order. I don't care if your name is Donald Trump or, you know, whoever your name is. There's a gag order, and you disavow the gag order. What should be the penalty, Vincent? What should they do? Ignore the gag order?
No, it should be a contempt of court.
Yes.
It should be thrown in jail. You know, this should be contempt of court and throw it to jail, but this happens time and time again, state after state after state. They put these things up, these barriers to sell them, say, hey, you can't talk about this trial, and he does it anyway. So, and that's why he thinks, one thing, he thinks he's above the law.
Well, they let him be above the law. They let him be above the law. Hey, Vincent, thank you very much for the call. Thank you for the words. Let's go to Robert from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Robert. Your thoughts?
Good morning, Earl. Really, I think part of it is people's identity is caught up in their politics. At some point in time, we change from, you know, looking at things rationally, facts and information, and then making a judgment on it. Whereas so many people, it's almost like a sports team. You know, this is their guy, regardless, you know, facts be damned, or information that's put in front of their face, they can't really logically think about it, because this identity of theirs, whether it's a MAGA Republican or the party or a Trump guy, is just so tied into it. To Vincent's point, I don't understand why they don't hold him accountable. I mean, Nikki Haley says he's not fit for the job. We saw John Eastman lost his law license recently, one of the Trump guys. And I think some of these judges, they're afraid to look too political. So they just dropped that judgment from like 400 million down to like 175 or something. And I don't understand why some of these judges do these things, or these prosecutors let them get away with it. At some point, people need to stand up and say, hey, this is enough. We're going to hold this guy accountable for once in his life.
You know, again, Robert, I agree with everything that you have said. I just, again, will never accept the fact that the judicial system will not hold them accountable. Hey, there's a gag order. What's the point in putting out a gag order if you're going to allow him to disavow it, him or anybody else? He's a citizen, right? He's not the president of the United States as we speak. What is he, Robert? He's a citizen like you and me.
This isn't the first time he's gone after a judge, if you remember.
I know.
This man's gone after war veterans and everything else, so.
Hey, Robert, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Carmella. Good morning to you, Carmella. How are you?
Hi, very well. I agree with the previous two callers 100%. But my thing, since he's come into the political scene, Trump, is the word unprecedented. Every day, several times a week, we just hear Trump, oh, it's unprecedented. Why is it unprecedented? How could people not see this coming? It boggles my mind. And then, you know, you were talking about the morals, and I've always said, what if this were your boss? What if this were your brother or somebody? You would not take that abuse. Or, you know, let's say it were a boss and you didn't like what they were doing, you would find another job. You wouldn't want to work for somebody like this. And it boggles my mind that people put up it's actual abuse from him. And like I think Robert said, it's like a cult. Maybe Vincent said it before that. And I don't understand it.
Well, so Carmella, I agree with that. I mean, I'm not even talking about the people who support him now. I'm talking about the government that won't enforce the law. The law is clear. They put gag orders in place because they don't want you talking about the issue, the trial. And then there is penalty, as Vincent talked about. You know, you can be held in contempt of court, which means you can be locked up. Why don't they lock him up? The first person that locks him up, he'll shut his mouth. But if they're going to continue not to do the right thing and follow the law, he's going to keep doing this. I wish I had more time. Carmella, thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. March Madness brackets can be fun, but gambling addiction is a real problem. Live sports bets in Wisconsin are limited to tribal casinos, but people can still cross state lines to gamble online. Rose Blazinski heads the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling.
We know that more people are going to do it, and we also know that more people are going to become addicted to gambling.
March is Problem Gambling Awareness Month. Today was supposed to be opening day for the Milwaukee Brewers, but bad weather is pushing it back to tomorrow. Other games are being called due to weather out east today. When the season finally gets underway, the Crew will take on the New York Mets at Citi Field in Queens. New manager Pat Murphy replaces longtime former skipper Craig Counsell. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. St. Louis County has released some statistics from their response to the snowstorm earlier this week. According to St. Louis County Public Works officials, the county used 105 snowplows and graders simultaneously, over 42,000 gallons of brine, and 541 tons of salt. Between Sunday and Tuesday, Public Works officials plowed and treated nearly 34,000 miles of roads. County officials say crews will continue to keep an eye on the road for snowdrift and ice concerns. The University of Minnesota Duluth officially has a new chancellor. According to a Northern News Now report, Dr. Charles Neese has been named the new chancellor and will begin his tenure on July 1st. He is currently serving as the vice chancellor for student affairs at the University of California, Merced, overseeing the development of student life programs on the campus. Dr. Neese will replace interim chancellor David McMillan, who will remain in the role until June. The last chancellor retired in the summer of 2021. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If rumored new 007 Aaron Taylor Johnson does accept the role of James Bond, the New York Post reports he will have the support of 84-year-old former Bond portrayer George Lazenby on one condition, and that is that Johnson do the character justice, like Lazenby did in his one Bond film. Lazenby was James Bond in 1969's On Her Majesty's Service. For those of you headed to Google like I did, Lazenby is spelled L-A-Z-E-N-B-Y. The Terminator has a pacemaker. Us Weekly reports former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger was given the implant due to three open-heart surgeries. Arnold talked about it in his podcast, Arnold's Pump Club, which, by the way, is a great podcast name, whether the subject is lifting weights or surgeries involving the heart. The 76-year-old bodybuilder was told it's pronounced pacemaker. He responded with, "That's what I said, pacemaker." For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be a little warmer today and considerably less windy. Partly cloudy, 35 our high, the wind out of the west at 5 to 15 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, 8 above tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sunshine, 45 with some scattered rain and snow showers tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripescast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dude Dad.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Cripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Ain't nothing I can say, nothing I can do. I feel so bad. Feel so blue.
can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I got something else I want to get into, but I want to get to the phone lines for those who want to respond to the subject that I was talking about the first half an hour, and that's the fact that Donald Trump was saddled with an order, a gag order, by the judge, you know, in the Stormy Daniels case, that he should not have anything to say. He totally ignored it, went on his Truth Social, berated the judge's daughter and the judge himself, and now he's still a free man. I don't understand that. I never will. And until we as a nation take that on and challenge our judicial system to not play favorites, you know, I don't know how you can talk about law and order and justice. If there's no justice and if there's no law and order that's meted out to any person who breaks the law, then I don't know how there should be law and order meted out to anyone else who breaks the law. Let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Don. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, that's always been a puzzle to me, too, why the law doesn't bring the hammer down on him. But I'm glad that you keep pointing that out, because maybe some people that hear this might wake up, you know, and realize, hey, there's something. This man's got to be stopped. He's dangerous. I mean, there's so much speculation. I just can't understand it. Like, well, maybe they're afraid if they put him in jail, he might hang himself.
Well. So let me say this. Don, I think they're afraid that if they meted out the law the way they should, that so many people love him, that they are going to have to deal with those people. And my response to that is, that's ridiculous. Anybody who breaks the law. And so if Donald Trump gets locked up for doing the things that he said and done, which he should be, and people want to break the law behind that, then they should be penalized as well. For a government to be fearful of citizens. Any other time, citizens, they'll take care of. But it just so happens in this instance, our government seems to be afraid of the response of those who support the MAGA Republicans, who support Donald Trump. And it makes no sense whatsoever to me, Don. Thank you very much for the call. Let me go here. Another thing that I am really frustrated and tired of. So the mayor of Baltimore, Mayor Brandon Scott, very bright young man. I've heard him. I've listened to him. He's ascended to the highest position in the city of Baltimore. Not because he's black, but because he's a very bright young man who's been elected to represent the people and to govern the people of Baltimore. Just like in the city of Milwaukee, Mayor Cavalier Johnson, college-educated, University of Wisconsin-Madison, educated guy, young black man, is the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. They didn't get there because of DEI. They didn't get to those positions because of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And there's some things going on in this nation that should be called out, and they're not being called out. And as a guy who's, you know, soon to have lived 70, you know, seven decades, I see these things. I've seen them before, and they're back, and people aren't willing to talk about them and take them on. So why am I so upset this morning about what happened in Baltimore? Because that young mayor received a bunch of attacks that the only reason he's the mayor is because of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And the fact that he was blamed, that because of diversity, equity, and inclusion, he's the reason why this bridge collapsed. And so let me read this. All right, Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott provided a new meaning for the acronym Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion after conservative critics linked him to diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts in response to the deadly Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. And so they went on social media and blamed diversity, equity, and inclusion and this mayor for the bridge coming down. And it's not just bad enough, and this was on X, the attack occurred on X, these writings. And so 25 million viewers agreed with the person who said that this young man was responsible for that bridge collapsing. And if he wouldn't have been in that position if it wasn't for diversity, equity, and inclusion. And they got 13, million likes and 5,900 shares. Now, I don't know about you, but you and I know that there's something going on in this nation, and it's been going on really ever since Donald Trump became the president of the United States, and it's been accepted. You know, how do we accept that kind of hatred? How do we turn away from that? How do we ignore that? How do we act as if this is not happening? It is happening. It's happening with more frequency than ever before. And people are silent on it as well. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I think it's absolutely shameful that, I mean, I'm not a big fan of DEI, but to blame DEI for this, for the bridge collapse, is absolutely absurd.
Well, they blamed the mayor. They blamed the mayor.
Yeah. And honestly, There's a lot of people who are culpable, first starting with the ship, because that ship is actually had another accident in 2016, and it was found out it was beautiful weather day. There was no fatalities or injuries, I guess. It was in Belgium. So this is not the first go around with this ship. What should have been done was, and, you know, the Army Corps of Engineers and stuff, they should have also, the newer bridges, and I've been reading about this, and I was a little surprised, that there's no barriers to protect the bridge for something this massive. So the newer bridges, if you look, and they use Tampa as an example, have these barriers, and a shrimp boat actually ran into a bridge, but because it had a barrier, it was okay.
So Dave.
And so we have to realize that one thing, I mean, it's a easy peanut gallery kind of thing. And unfortunately, to your point, it's easy to get people on board with something that absolutely has nothing to do with what just happened. It's disturbing. I agree with you 100%.
Hey, David, thank you very much for the call. This has been happening. It continues to happen. And so, for your information, FYI, Every black person who's in a position of leadership is not in this country, is not there because of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And I know there are people in this nation who believe that. And so that is that kind of mentality and that kind of foolishness where not only the person who posted that on X, but 25 million others who agreed with that person says something about the direction of this nation. And I'm sorry. You know, there aren't a lot of people who are going to talk about it because, you know, it's something, again, that maybe it's a judgment. It's not a judgment on everybody, but it is a judgment on some Americans. And that judgment needs to be had. If you believe that any person of color who's in position of leadership in this nation, it's because of diversity, equity, and inclusion. You're kind of a sick individual. And I could kind of live with the fact that there's a person who feels that way. But then when 25 million others are in the amen corner, and probably even more, hey, America, we got an issue. We got a real issue. And I don't know why we won't talk about it. You know, it's outlandish. It's outrageous to blame this mayor, young man, 38 years old, well-educated, who had nothing to do whatsoever with what happened to that bridge in Baltimore. And yet, you know, somebody comes out and says this. This is what happens when you have governors who prioritize diversity over the well-being and security of citizens, is what a Utah representative said. Now listen to this. Others such as Florida congressional candidate Anthony Sabati declared DEI did this. This is a candidate for a congressional seat out of Florida. This DEI did this in response to the collapse while Utah Representative Phil Lyman, a GOP gubernatorial candidate in the state, took aim at Maryland Port Commissioner Kamala A. Barber, the first black woman to hold the title. This is what happens when you have governors who prioritize diversity over the well-being and security of citizens, wrote Lyman, who later posted that DEI means die. These are people in political offices. I don't know. You know, I do know where this is headed. If at some point in time we as Americans don't decide to stand up and push back against this. I'm from the civil rights era. People stood up and pushed back against it. Where is that at now? 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. You would have it.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbald Show.
Heard the catchphrase that's sweeping the nation?
Jackson Hugh, yeah!
People are saying Jackson Hugh, yeah, to Jackson Hewitt because they love saving money on tax prep. Do you love saving money? Then switch to Jackson Hewitt today and pay less than last year. Thousands of people have already made the switch. Why haven't you? Stop waiting and start filing. You won't get a better deal or a better catchphrase.
all together now.
Jackson Hugh, yeah!
Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. And yeah, you know, if you're just joining us, I'm talking about the horrible text messages and email messages that have gone out over X, blaming the young mayor of Baltimore for the horrible incident. With the bridge being brought down, you know, by this cargo ship, and you know, and very few people, 25 million people agree with him. There's something really going on in this nation that I've seen before, and you know, people got to push back against it. Hey, good morning to you, Susan. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning. My daughter and I were just talking about this morning. And I'm with you. I was part of the group. I walked across quite a few bridges. And what has taken over this country, and I'm going to put it right out there, is white supremacy. And they are trying to do away with the public schools, because my daughter went to a public school. She's very well educated. She went to Marquette, got her master's degree. And I did that by myself. But I had her go to public schools in Milwaukee because I told her, we have to grow as a nation. We have to work with each other. And we have to learn to talk to each other, to raise each other up as a group, not as a single entity. And what happened was that a lot of brilliant people who happened to be not white, came out of Milwaukee and did extraordinary things. And people of different ethnic groups are continuing to rise. And what has happened is that the white supremacy portion of this country is jealous. Is why they vote for Trump.
You know,
and I'm sorry that it that way.
Well, you know, Susan, you and I have been around long enough. We've been down this road before. We know exactly what this is. We know exactly what's happening because we've seen it before. And yet it's rearing its ugly head. It used to be under the cloak of darkness. Now, you know, with sights and those kinds of things, some lunatic or racist can go on a site like X and put something crazy like that, you know, the mayor of Baltimore is the mayor because of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And if it wasn't for him, you know, being there, this wouldn't have happened. And then you get 25 million people who signify along with him. You know, if that's not an issue that this nation should grapple with, you know, it's bad enough grappling with Donald Trump. But this kind of thing is really, you know, being covered up. And so, you know, we shouldn't be afraid to have the conversation, because what I'm saying is not untrue. You know, it's in the papers for all the world to see. The conversations are being had all over the nation, and yet not enough to impact and affect people who just want hatred to continue in this nation. Susan, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Cassandra quickly. Hey, good morning to you, Cassandra. How you doing?
Hi, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. You know, when I heard this report trying to link the collapse of the bridge to DEI, it just truly did not make any sense to me. And I think most logical people would realize that there's just no connection between the collapse of that bridge and to race of any kind. It was a stretch to even make that comment. It just does not make any sense to me.
But then why would 25 million others agree with it, Cassandra? I'm not talking about the demented person who posted it, but 25 million others agree with it.
Oh, you know, Earl, we are witnessing at this time a demographic shift in our country. We are quickly moving from an all-white majority society where whites have social dominance to one where there has to be equal power sharing. And the way that those in the dominant group try to maintain their power is by denigrating the skills of the other, which would be people who are different from them. But this is going to work its way out. Maybe not in my lifetime or your lifetime, but our country is changing. The face of the American person is not going to of a person in power or our elites in our society, you're not going to necessarily think of them as white. They will be people of color. So
it's inevitable. You're right. Yeah. It's inevitable.
Yeah.
But the answer, Cassandra, but the answer can't be this hatred, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But as I said before, when I heard about it, I was just shaking my head because it just does not make any sense at all.
No, hatred doesn't have to make any sense, Cassandra. Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Listen, it's Thursday, and Thursday at 9 o'clock. So Omar, the pharmacist, Dr. Omar, the pharmacist in the pharmacy, up next on the Earl Ingram Show.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Tune in Thursday, that makes it Friday Eve. Mark Pocan, my congressman, joins the Devil's Advocates radio show 4 to 6 across the state of Wisconsin.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on. But eventually, I learned I had anxiety. Now, I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Four people killed in a stabbing in Rockford, Illinois. Seven people wounded in the same